the 80th Mostrad of Venezia honored a range of bold and evocative film narratives, with Yorgos Lanthimos' female-centric Frankenstein tale, Poor Things, taking home the Golden Lion for Best Film. The festival spotlighted works addressing Europe's contemporary migration crises, including Green Border by Agnieszka Holland, which earned the special jury prize. The star-studded event also stirred social commentary, touching on strikes in Hollywood, artificial intelligence concerns, and ongoing gender and justice issues in the film industry. Promising talents Seydou Sarr and Kelly Spaney were recognized for their remarkable performances, signaling a vibrant future for the industry, replete with rich and committed storytelling. Emma Stone's prodigious performance, both in front and behind the camera as a producer, received a chorus of praise, bringing to life a naive creature whose initiatory journey navigates complex emotional and sexual dimensions. Although the actress could not attend the event due to the strikes paralyzing Hollywood, Lanthimos did not fail to pay her a heartfelt tribute during his acceptance speech, asserting that both the film and its main character, Bella Baxter, would not exist without Emma Stone, another incredible creature. In a politically charged atmosphere, underscored by far-right governance in Italy, the jury, led by the astute chairman Damien Chazelle, chose to spotlight works bearing strong messages on the contemporary migration crises engulfing Europe. Among these, Agnieszka Holland's Green Border was granted the special jury prize. It paints a tragic portrait of migrants coming from Syria, Afghanistan, and Africa. Promising talent Seydou Sarr was recognized as the best upcoming actor for his poignant role in Matteo Garrone's Io, Capitano, Me, Captain, a touching story following the journey of a young migrant braving dangers to reach Italy. This piece was also honored with the Silver Lion for Best Director. In terms of individual accolades, rising star Kelly Spaney was applauded for her portrayal of Priscilla Presley in Sofia Coppola's Priscilla, while Peter Sarsgaard garnered acclaim for his performance in Michel Franco's Memory, where he embodies a man grappling with dementia. During the ceremony, Sarsgaard expressed his support for the ongoing strike and shared concerns regarding the rise of artificial intelligence, calling for careful regulation of this technology. The festival also echoed potent resonances with the current social movements, both in terms of labor demands and feminist movements. The latter protested the honors bestowed upon filmmakers embroiled in sexual harassment scandals, highlighting the lingering tensions surrounding gender and justice issues in the film industry. Controversial figures including Luc Besson, Woody Allen, and Roman Polanski were also part of this edition's panorama, albeit their participations evoked sharp criticism and a cold reception, reaffirming the need for deep-seated debate on distinguishing the artist from the individual. As the curtain falls on this monumental edition of the Venice Film Festival, the eclectic role of honorees attests to a bubbling film industry, navigating diverse themes including love, politics, humanitarian crises and societal demands, promising a future of cinema that is both rich and committed. To sum up, here is the list of laureates. Golden Lion for Best Film, Poor Things, Poverous Creatures, directed by Greek filmmaker Yorgos Lanthimos. Silver Lion, Grand Jury Prize, Aku wa Sanzai Shirnai, Evil Does Not Exist, a work by Japanese Ryosuke Hamaguchi. Silver Lion for Best Director, awarded to Matteo Garrone for Io, Capitano, Me, Captain, Italy. Best Actress Award, granted to Kelly Spaney for her performance in Sofia Coppola's Priscilla. Best Actor Award, won by Peter Sarsgaard for his role in Michel Franco's Memory. Best Screenplay Award, given to Guillermo Calderon and Pablo Larraín for El Conde, directed by Pablo Larraín. Special Jury Prize, awarded to Zielona Granica, Green Border, a film by Polish director Agnieszka Holland. Marcello Mastroianni Award for Upcoming Actor, Seydou Sarr was honored for his role in Io, Capitano, Me, Captain, by Matteo Garrone. With AFP.